Our reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. We want to look at this one verse and one phrase in particular from this verse. It is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, which reads, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." We have one question in this lesson, and that is, who is this natural man that Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13? Let's start with the word itself. What does the word natural mean? What does it come from? What is the idea involved here? This word is only used by Paul and James and Jude in the New Testament. It's used in the book of 1 Corinthians 15 to talk about the natural or the physical body as opposed to the spiritual body that will be given us in the resurrection day. But listen to how it's used in James 3, verse 15. The Bible says, "This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish." The word sensual in James 3, verse 15, is from the same word that is translated natural here. Now listen to Jude 19. "These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit." What is the concept of a sensual person? Well, a sensual person is an individual that goes by his physical senses. That's what he lives for. He lives to satisfy his physical passions or senses, and so in that way he is a sensual person. So in James 3:15 and in Jude 19, you have this exact same word that is used in the sense of a sensual man. The word then here in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, and this is what we're going to see from the context, and the context is what defines the meaning of the word, is that this word means a worldly, unspiritual, fleshly-minded person, a carnal or a sensual man. Now let's read 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14 to see if we can get some more information about this man, and then we're going to look at the context, which shows even clearer that this man is a worldly, unspiritual person. So the Greek word that is translated natural here helps us to understand the kind of person that he's talking about. In the second place, when you look at what this person does in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, you find out what kind of individual it is that he's talking about. In the first place, this natural man does not accept the gospel. He does not receive the gospel of Christ. He says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." Now, if you go back to the verses just before this, going all the way back to verse 9, you'll look at the word things. These things that he's talking about refer to the New Testament, the gospel, the doctrine of Jesus Christ, the revelation that we call the New Covenant or the New Testament. This is what he doesn't accept. He rejects the gospel. Why? Because the gospel is about spiritual things. It's about the soul. It's about sin and forgiveness. It's about heaven and hell. It's about angels and the Holy Spirit and all these kinds of spiritual subjects. This natural man is an unspiritual man. And an unspiritual man has no interest in spiritual things. He only thinks about this world. He is only concerned about earthly things, and so he's going to have no interest in looking into the things of the Spirit. In the second place, he goes on to say, "For they are foolishness unto him." That is, the things of the gospel, the teaching of the New Testament, the Word of God in the New Testament is foolishness to him. Now, I want to take you back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, because we find that this was the problem among some of those people in Paul's day. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18, Paul said, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." Why? Well, because in verse 22 and 23, he said, the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block and unto the Greeks foolishness. Why? Because they trusted in worldly wisdom. Now, that's part of being a sensual, natural, or carnal man. That's the type of person that he's talking about here. It's an individual who has his mind made up. He's not interested because he trusts in human wisdom, and to him, the Word of God and all this talk about spiritual things is foolishness. And then notice also in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, that he says, but the natural man, first of all, receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Secondly, because they are foolishness unto him. And thirdly, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So Paul adds that this natural or this sensual or worldly-minded man cannot know or understand the great truths of the gospel. Now, this is not because this natural man lacks the ability to understand. He may be a very intelligent man. He may be very educated as far as the world is concerned. But because of his attitude, because of his heart, because of his disposition, because he already has his mind made up, and because he does not have an open mind, but he has a prejudiced heart, he does not understand the Bible. Now, this is what Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 15. He said the reason that the people did not understand his teaching is because they had closed their eyes. They didn't know because they didn't want to know. They didn't understand because they didn't want to understand. So I believe that a good commentary on what we're looking at here is John 8, verse 43. Jesus asked the Jewish leaders, why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. The simple answer to Jesus' question was this. He asked them, why don't you understand what I'm saying to you? And his answer was, because you're not listening. Because you don't want to understand. And that is exactly the reason that many people do not understand the Bible today. So the natural man is one who does not want anything to do with the gospel. It is foolishness to him, and he doesn't understand it because he is not honest with it. He's not sincere about it. He has his mind set on the world and on earthly things and not on a spiritual plane. The Bible says that the things of the gospel are spiritually discerned. What that means is you have to be interested in spiritual things. You have to have a spiritual mindset. And these people are earthly minded. Now, the next thing that shows the meaning of what Paul is talking about when he mentions this natural man is the context. Notice in verse 14 and 15, and listen very carefully as I read with emphasis the contrast between two different kinds of people in verses 14 and 15. In verse 14, he says, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But, verse 15, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. So we see here a definite contrast between verses 14 and 15. These are opposites in their attitude. The natural man doesn't want anything to do with the Word of God. But in verse 15, the spiritual man discerns. He understands the Bible. He understands the Word of God because he wants to know the truth. He has a desire. He hungers and thirsts after righteousness. So the simple question is this. Since the natural man is the opposite of the spiritual man, notice the contrast again now. The natural man in verse 14 and in verse 15, but he that is spiritual, there's the spiritual man. Now we ask the question, what is the opposite of the spiritual man in verse 15? Well, going back to verse 14, that's the natural man. And the opposite of a spiritual man is an unspiritual man, that is a fleshly, worldly-minded man. Now, skip on down just a couple of verses later into chapter 3, because in chapter 3, Paul is still talking about the same idea. He uses a different word, but it's the same idea. In chapter 3, verse 1, as he's talking to these Corinthians, and he's just warned them about having a worldly mindset, notice what he says in verse 1. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." So he told them in verse 14 that a natural man, a man with a worldly mindset, will not understand and will not receive the gospel. But a spiritually minded man will understand it. And he said, "I couldn't talk to you like spiritual men," just like he's mentioned. "I had to address you like carnal," that is, like natural or worldly minded people. These Corinthians, though they were Christians, had imbibed this kind of worldly spirit. And that's why he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, that they were not able to accept the meat of the word. He says in verse 2, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able." Verse 3, "For you are yet carnal. The reason that I cannot give you as much of the word of God as you need is because of your carnal, that is your natural or your sensual worldly mindset." So the whole context is a condemnation of the attitude that looks to the world for answers. Notice going back before 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, that in verse 12, he's talking about an attitude. In verse 12 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world," that is the attitude or the mindset of the world, "but the spirit," that is the attitude or the mindset, "which is of God, so that we can know the things that are freely given to us of God." Well, if you don't have that mindset, if you don't have the right attitude toward God and toward His Word, then you're not going to understand it, and you're certainly not going to accept it. So the conclusion is that the natural man in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, is a worldly-minded, fleshly man, a carnal, unspiritual man. There are other views of this verse, I realize. One view is that the natural man is a man in his natural state, a man who has never heard the gospel before. But how could it be talking about a man who has never heard the gospel before, because he says that these things are foolishness unto him? If he's never heard them before, how can they be foolishness to him? And besides that, the whole context is not about a state or condition that he's in. It's about his attitude. Others believe that he's talking about an uninspired man because of verse 13. But this man in verse 14 doesn't reject the word of God because he's not inspired. He rejects it because of his worldly mindset. But by far the most prominent view of this verse is that the natural man is an unconverted man, a man who has not been regenerated by the Holy Spirit. This is why the New International Version renders the natural man, quote, "the man without the Spirit," capital S. The idea behind the New International Version and the teaching of many people is that a man is born in sin, that he is unable to know the truth because of that sin, and that he must have a special working of the Spirit to open his understanding, to illuminate his heart, or else he cannot even understand the Bible. There are people that will tell you that unless God opens a man's heart by sending him the Holy Spirit, that he cannot possibly understand the Bible. And yet the Bible refutes that idea. The Bible says on Pentecost Day that when the people heard the preaching of the gospel, they understood it and it pricked their heart. And then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The Bible says in verse 41 that they then gladly received his word. They received, which means they understood the word of God before they received the Holy Spirit. So the idea that original sin blinds a man's heart so that he must have a special working of the Holy Spirit before he can even understand the Bible is not the idea behind the natural man in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14.